It was back in January, actually, that I felt this whole thing of COVID, it's going to be bad. And it's actually, I had the mentality of it's actually going to be a war, a battle for our lives. Hi, this is Barry from Turning the Page, and today I thought I'd like to share with you my latest blog post that I've just published today about COVID-19. And what happened back in January is my wife, she's an intensive care nurse at Auckland Hospital, and I could see the fear that was coming across her face as she could see what was happening overseas. And also my son's girlfriend is Chinese, and I could see the kind of fear and worry that was happening in her. And so I suddenly realized this is really very, very serious. This could be treated as a war. A war against something super small. So, and also perhaps my realization was strengthened by having just read a biography of Sir Winston Churchill. And still, I knew that the world was going to experience a war that would test everything and everyone. And so some questions came to my mind. Would leaders lead with humility and resolve? Would people listen to their leaders? What political structures would be revealed as kind of flawed? Which leaders would prioritize dollars, politics, and the economy before the health of the people they're meant to serve? Will we love our neighbor as we love ourselves? Who will be wise but quickly forgotten? And who will be unwise and remembered forever? Yeah. Now, even now, you can answer those questions yourself. The other day, I read a quote from one of my favorite musicians, Bruce Cockburn, and it was this quote from one of his songs. Every day in the paper, you can watch the numbers rise. No such event can overtake us here. We're much too wise. That's from Radium Rain. And I thought, wow, that so describes our times. Numbers of deaths on the increase, but still some people think that they're just much too wise to be vulnerable. The other night I watched TV news, a protest, and thousands of people were turning out angry that they are having to, there was laws being passed that they have to wear masks in public. And it seemed that for them, they were much too wise. By the way, the Radium Rain song by Bruce Cockburn, he wrote it a few days after the Chernobyl explosion back in 1986. And he was pointing out that the West, the foolishness of thinking that a Chernobyl event could not ever happen in their own backyard. Look, there's an arrogance in the heart that demands personal rights without considering responsibilities of being a human in community with others. A self-centered view of life says that the mask is to prevent contracting the virus from other people. You see, it's all about me. Yeah, there's an addiction to the self. Incurvete se, Latin, which means we're turned or curved in ourselves. You know, the mask is there to prevent me getting unwell. Whereas a community-centered approach sees things quite differently. A community-centered view of life says that the mask might prevent others from contracting the virus if I unknowingly have it. It's about others. Compassion and thoughtfulness, care and wisdom. So, you know, we wash our hands, we use hand gel, we keep our distance, we wear a mask because we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We lead by example. This time, with the COVID, we need to all become wise leaders. And you are a leader. Now, one of my favorite little Bible stories is a super short story of a poor but wise man that saved a small city. And it comes from Ecclesiastes. Here's the story. I also saw under the sun this example of wisdom that greatly impressed me. There was once a small city with only a few people in it. And a powerful king came against it, surrounded it, and built huge siege works against it. Now, there lived in that city a man, poor but wise, and he saved the city by his wisdom. Nobody remembered that man. that poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength. And that's in Ecclesiastes 9, 14 to 16. You see, wherever you live, you are part of a small town. It could be as small as the group of people you live with, your family, your husband, wife, flatmates, small as a tight community. And that's where we need to start to be leaders and exhibit wisdom. It starts in small places where we have personal control. You and your small town have the power to make the difference. Leadership is influence, so you lead by example. In New Zealand here, we have a Maori proverb, and it's, I'll try and pronounce this correctly. E haha te mena nui, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. And what that means is that what is the most important thing? It is people, it is people, it is people. Now, perhaps COVID-19 is a huge wake-up call to reassess our wisdom. Now, we think we are gods and within our 21st century modern technology and knowledge, but actually we're mere dust. And if you want to beat COVID-19, you need to ask yourself this question. What is the most important thing? And I hope you say it's people, it is people, it is people. It is your neighbor, your friends, your loved ones. And you wear a mask, you use the hand gel, you socially isolate, you take precautions for them. You see, mental health is knowing that the most important thing in the world is people. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. Here's some quotes for you to consider. If you imagine you are better, holier, higher, more important to God than others, it is a very short step to justified arrogance or violence toward those others. Richard Rohr. Any spirituality that does not lead from a self-centered existence to an other-centered mode of existence is bankrupt. Brennan Manning. And the person who loves their dream of community will destroy community, but the person who loves those around them will create community. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Here's some questions for you to think about. Do you think the world as a whole sees themselves as much too wise? Number two, what happens when we have an attitude of pride and arrogance? Number three, who are the people, think small town, you can lead by example? Hey, and I hope you found this helpful, and I'd like to hear about you and how you're coping with the COVID-19 pandemic this whole idea of being much too wise and caring for others by actually wearing the mask. And if you'd like to drop me an email, love to hear from you. It's barry@turningthepage.co.nz. I always really enjoy hearing from my listeners and readers. It just really fills me with some joy. And if you don't know already, I've got a little book here that I give away to all my email subscribers. So you may want to come over to the website. That's turningthepage.co.nz. And it's about spiritual exercises that can improve your mental health. And I just encourage you to come in. This is free. Just pick it up free from the website. And love to get to know you. And I pray that this would be helpful and that wherever you are staying safe. Okay, and we'll catch up with you next week. Okay, bye.